Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan! Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang may-ari ng Joy's Barbecue and Grill na si Joy Austria na mula sa Maidstone sa Melbourne. Kamusta, Joy?
Hello, hello. Kamusta? Magandang umaga po.
Salamat dahil alam kong busy ka because aside from running your business, meron ka pang ibang trabaho.
Yes po. So, nagpa-part-time ako sa Footscray Hospital as instrument technician. So, pag wala akong work sa shop, sa hospital ako nag-work. So, part-time.
Kailan nagsimula ang Joy's Barbecue and Grill?
So, actually, nagsimula kami as Joy's Ihaw from 2018. Home base pa siya. Luto lang, pick up sa bahay. Until pandemic, nagde-deliver na kami all over the Melbourne kasi bawal lumabas and stricto because of pandemic. And then from then, ay nakilala na siya, recommend ng mga customer, nag-start na sila mag-order. And then nakilala na siya, good feedback from them na masarap daw, they miss Filipino street food, like mga isaw, ihaw-ihaw na isaw, ganyan. And then one day, like I received a phone call na they wanna dine in. So, but because we're home-based, so I said, oh, we're not available for dine-in, only for pick-up lang kasi home base pa lang.
So, kailan mo naisip na, okay, mukhang siseryosohin na natin to, it's time to have like a space for this business?
Mga after pandemic, 2021, 2022, so because of that phone call na gusto nilang mag-dine in and they wanna book a table, naisip ko na, like, I spoke to my husband, like, why not we do food truck or restaurant? And then my husband was really supportive and he said, oh, yeah, we can do that. So we start searching for how to open restaurant. Zero idea. So we had help with someone who helped us to open restaurant, and then finally, 2022, April, we open our door from public for dine-in. We open our shop in Maidstone.
So, mga magkano naman ang pondo, if you can still remember, no? Did you have to take a bank loan for this?
Yeah, remember, it took time for us to save a bit money, me and my partner, and then most of it is our savings, and then we got some of loan because it's not enough.
Kung mga magkano siya, kahit na estimates lang.
We needed around 120,000. Yeah, so that's why we took loan. Our savings is not enough, but...
So 120,000, okay. Hindi ba masyadong malaki yun?
Ganun talaga daw from our business consultant. Pinag-ready niya kami ng ganung halaga in case for everything. Like startup costs, sa mga products, all mga council permit and stuff. Yeah. Medyo malaki, but we work hard to earn that money to start up our dream restaurant business.
So bakit ngayon, ba't ayaw mong gawing full-on na to?
I like doing it, actually. I enjoy doing it. But kaka-graduate ko lang din kasi ng certificate 4, so I don't wanna give up that hospital part-time job. Kasi in case, you know, gusto ko siya may backup in case kung, you know, anong mangyari. Kasi in business, especially in the restaurant, hindi mo siya alam kung minsan up and down, hindi mo alam kung kailan may sales or wala. So, sabi ko, i-hold ko muna siya. At least may backup ako in future or whatever happened. But sana mag-work out. While nag-year ng restaurant shop namin, nag-aral ako ng certificate 4. For grade 4. So, I don't wanna lose my opportunity. So, talagang nagtiyaga ako. Like, gusto ko din kasi talagang ma-aim yung certificate 4. Gusto kong, ayokong mag-stay sa isang place lang. Gusto ko, you know, for iba-iba. I try to manage my time for doing both.
Ano ang risks naman?
Well, the risk is sometimes hindi laging malakas yung benta. So, merong time na low sales, merong time na, you know, big sales. But in that low sales, you know, we just keep doing our best and just, you know, magtiyaga ka lang kasi hindi naman everyday talagang good. So, kailangan talaga sipag at tiyaga lang. Yeah. And don't give up.
Oo, okay. So, talagang... So, minsan talaga nanghihina din ang loob mo kapag kamahina ang sales.
Yes, yes. Minsan, gusto ko nang umiyak kasi parang mag-work pa ba to or ganyan, ganito. But, hindi ako napanghihinaan ng loob. Basta laban lang. Kasi marami din naman ako, hindi lang naman ako, marami din ako nakikita like sa YouTube, sa online, na talagang ang sales is up and down. Hindi talaga siya stable. So, just keep doing your best. Magsipag ka lang, tiyaga. Maaabot mo din yan. So far now, is getting good. So, I'm happy with our sales and stuff. Stable lang siya, you know. And customer, we're getting lots of customer that they're satisfied. Nagugustuhan nila yung luto. Ganyan, masarap daw. That, yun yung nagpapalakas ng loob ko to keep going. Yung mga positive feedbacks na naririnig ko about, you know, masarap yung food nyo, I like the ambience of your shop. We offer like ihaw-ihaw. Like, bali, yung in-offer kasi namin is parang street food siya. Konti lang yung masyadong nagbebenta ng mga ihaw-ihaw, isaw, Betamax, mga Adidas, yan, mga kind of food na in-offer namin. So, yeah, so far is good.
Okay, sige. So sabi mo nga, how do you get feedback pala? Do you ask them? Do you talk to them kapag nag-iikot ka sa mismong restaurant?
Well, sometimes pag ako ang nakatao sa restaurant, sa cashier, sa front, so minsan lumalapit sa akin yung mga tao na, so, oh, ang sarap ng food mo. Nag-drive kami 2-3 hours para lang matikman to. And they said, worth the drive. And then just last week, I got someone like Aussie, na lumapit siya sa akin na sabi niya, oh, so amazing, your food so amazing. Hearing that feedback, nakakagaang ng loob, ang sarap sa pakiramdam na keep pursuing, just keep going. Kahit, you know, sometimes sales is low, just keep going kasi marami pa rin customer na gustong matikman at nasasarapan, balik-balikan yung pagkain.
Paano mo minamarket ang iyong restaurant?
Social media talaga. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Yan, magpo-post lang kami na o kung nami-miss nyo ang ihaw-ihaw sa kanto, sa Hepa Lane. Ayan, available yan dito sa amin. Meron kaming Betamax, isaw, mga lugaw goto, sisig, all street food like cheese sticks, kwek-kwek, fish balls. So far, yung iba na sinasabi nila o pag nakikita namin sa post ng Facebook, talagang gusto namin pumunta dito kasi nagkikrave talaga kami sa street food. So, iyon, hearing that feedback to, talagang sarap sa pakiramdam and talagang nagpupush sa amin na just keep going.
How do you deal naman with competition?
I don't look at them as a competition because, you know, iba-iba naman kami ng food na in-offer. So, we just yung customer, may sarili-sarili naman kaming customer, iba-iba yung food na ino-offer namin. So alam ko naman na we got our own customers, you know. Yung customer naman ang nagde-decide kung kakain sila dito or doon.
How do you plan to scale the business?
Meron akong message last week na kailan kayo mag-open sa Sydney ng branch? I said, oh, for now po, wala pa kasi I'm not thinking about that yet, especially other state, but hopefully soon. But for now, I wanna get, ano muna, food truck. Kasi there's a lot of Filipino fiesta and events na gusto kong puntahan na compact lang. Like, may food truck kami, and then you set up lang doon, and then you just go there, and then, you know, like, we can go all the event everywhere. So for now, that's my goal. So hopefully, soon.
Final message sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or those who want to start their own business. Kausapin mo sila ngayon.
Okay, sa mga gusto mag-start ng business, you know, nakakatakot talaga sa una. It's a big investment. Satisfaction na makukuha mo from feedback sa customers mo, sa mga kumakain sa'yo, is really a good, it's a big reward. Nakakatanggal talaga ng pagod. You know, it's a big risk. Talagang pangarap nyo. Just push it, face your fear, ika nga. Kasi nakakatakot talaga sa una, pero kung gusto mo talaga, hilig mo, talagang go for it. Masarap yung mga feedback. It's a big reward. Iyon talaga yung number one na goal ko na masatisfy yung mga customers.
Anything else?
Yeah, sa mga oras na mahina yung mga sales, you know, up and down, huwag ka lang susuko. Just keep going, do your best, and just think positive. Like, maraming customers na nag-iintay at nagkikrave sa pagkain mo. So just keep going and laban lang.
Again, maraming salamat kay Joy Austria. Sa uulitin, Joy, at tandaan nyo, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.